You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, I am thrilled because it has been a little while since I've done my own show, since I've taken the time to do a show by myself, because I've just had so many wonderful guests and trying to pack everything in. But today is one of those days, and today we're going to be talking all about standing up for ourselves. Yes. But let's start off as we always do, almost always do. I can't say that. I'm not fanatical. I don't always do anything, but I usually do some things, and I usually start off with my quotes of the day. But there was one recently I didn't, so that's why I can't say always, but we do have them today, and I'm sure you're waiting to hear them. So let's get started with our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today. First, from the universe: if I could pick only one superpower, it would be to have your insights. Shazam, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. I think the universe kind of give us some props, reminding us that, you know what, our insights are pretty damn good. I don't know. This is so simple and so plain and so to the point. I'm not sure what I want to say about this. Well, for one thing, there's a big, big message in this behind that's actually kind of subtle, and you may not have caught it. Because it's saying if I could pick only one superpower, it would be to have your insights. So what does that mean? Then the universe is telling us, number one, that there are superpowers, and number two, that we have superpowers. And it's just saying, hey, one, only one of our superpowers are our insights. So that actually is a very empowering statement. Because what if you read between the words and you read between the lines, what it's really saying is, you know, we're pretty powerful beings. We have lots of superpowers. Insights is just one of them. Well, Sam, what other kinds of superpowers do we have? we have superpowers of empathy and compassion and presence. Presence is a big superpower. And believe it or not, what our topic is for today that I'll get to after the quotes, standing up for ourselves and taking responsibility, those are two humongous superpowers as well. And they all feed into this superpower called insight. Why is insight such a superpower? Insight is such a superpower because it gives us the ability to reflect upon ourselves and our environment so we can change, so we can do better, so we can be different. So superpowers are pretty cool. And you know me, as the conscious consultant, I'm here to show you that you do have superpowers and that you use them all the time and you barely even notice it. But we're going to be talking a lot more about superpowers in the coming weeks and months. And I may even have some stuff coming out in the future that's going to expand on our superpowers even more. So thank you, universe. And thank you, Mike Dooley, for being the channel for the universe for our quote of the day. All right, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. And this is actually an excerpt from the book The Vortex. I can always enter my vibrational vortex of creation. The key to getting inside your vibrational vortex of creation, of experiencing the absolute absence of resistance, of achieving complete alignment with all that you have become and all that you desire, and of bringing to your physical experience everything that you desire, in being in the state of appreciation, and there is no more important object of attention to which you must flow your appreciation than that of self. Abraham. Woo, that's a mouthful. Okay. Wow. That's a long sentence. So what does that all mean? So first of all, the most important thing for being in our vortex of creation, and Abraham defines that vortex as the absolute absence of resistance, is being in the state of appreciation. And you'll say to me, Sam, being in the state of appreciation of what? And the answer is of life, of everything around us, of everything in our lives. And I believe it was the HeartMath Institute. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe it was the HeartMath Institute that did a study of the electromagnetic fields that we create by different emotional states. And they found that the highest vibrational state that we are in is when we are in gratitude or appreciation. That there is no higher, not even love. I mean, it's amazing. You would think love would be like the highest vibrational state. No, it's actually gratitude. And my personal opinion, and this is purely my own personal opinion, the reason why is because gratitude or appreciation is the recognition of the love that already exists. Because love is kind of, not to be trite about it or not to be flippant about it, but love is really all there is. I mean, love is the underlying energy of everything in this universe. Got some thumbs up on that. Appreciation or gratitude is the recognition of that love. And so what Abraham is saying here is that when we're in a state of appreciation, that's when the resistance melts away. And not only that, but on top of that, on top of appreciation, what Abraham is saying is that there is no more important object of attention to which we must flow our appreciation than that of self, which means appreciation of us, of ourselves, of all that we are. Now, that sounds not necessarily always so easy for us to appreciate all that we are. because there's some things about ourselves we would like to change. We don't particularly care for. There are some sides to ourselves. Some people call it shadow. Some people call it ego. Some people have all different kinds of names that when it shows up and when it rears its head, it doesn't always lead to such wonderful situations or circumstances. So we're kind of like, I'd rather not have that side of myself. But it's all a part of us. We learn from all of us. And it all serves us in some way. So the more we can accept it, the more we can appreciate it, the more we understand that it's a part of us and it's not going anywhere. And that by denying it or trying to push it down or trying to get rid of it, we're actually like in a battle with ourselves and trying to get rid of pieces of ourselves. And then we're just splitting ourselves, and that doesn't serve anybody. We, to be the most empowered self we can be, we need to integrate all of that. We bring it all in. We have to love it. We shed light on those shadow spots. It's not about getting rid of them. It's about accepting them and appreciating them, because if they are there within ourselves, they are there for a reason. They have served us in some manner, in some way, shape, or form. Every aspect of ourselves, even those aspects that we don't particularly care for, have served us in some way. And if they didn't, they wouldn't have been there. And maybe, you know, and typically it's just out of sheer survival. You know, when you're a child and you're in an untenable situation, and we develop these thick walls or ego, or we get angry or upset, we do it because we need that energy to just get through whatever that situation is. And it served us because we're here today. We're here, we're living, we're breathing. So it served its function in the past. And the reason why it's causing us difficulty now is because it doesn't serve us anymore. It served us at one time, and now it's time for it to transform and change. And we just need to look at it, love it, shed the light on it, integrate it, and not allow it to rule our lives. And as children, we don't understand this, but as adults, when we have insight into this, we understand it from a different perspective. It does those same things that served us and helped us no longer do. And it's not about getting rid of it. It's about recognizing it, accepting it, integrating it, and finding and transforming it in a way so that it will serve us today, that it will serve us in our lives now. And you know, maybe you'll say, hey, look, you know, this anger I've been holding on to for so long, it doesn't serve me in any way, shape, or form at all anymore. And maybe that's true, but that doesn't mean we can't honor it for when it did serve us in the past. It doesn't mean we have to get angry and judgmental of it, because being judgmental of any aspect of ourselves is being judgmental of ourselves. And what happens when we're judgmental of ourselves? We're not in a state of appreciation and gratitude. And when we're not in a state of appreciation and gratitude, we're not in our vortex. We're not flowing. The resistance is up. And when the resistance is up, we're not able to manifest. We're not able to flow as beautifully. We're not able to live an empowered, joyful, authentic life. And when we're able to appreciate those sides of ourselves, all those aspects of ourselves, and really love ourselves, and hey, look, I'm the pot calling the kettle black. I'll admit it. Hey, I've got plenty of things inside of me that I'm like, oh, Sam, what are you doing? And it's in everything. It's not just in one thing. It's not just in relationships, or it's not just in business. It's not just in, you know, how I take care of myself. All of it. All of it. And so I recognize it. And, you know, is it easy to necessarily love all this stuff right away? No, not necessarily. But I recognize that that's my work. And I recognize that that's the direction I want to move in, into more appreciation for myself, into more love for myself, into more acceptance, more gratitude. And I know when I'm doing well, because I just feel joy and gratitude for my life in general for what appears to be no reason at all. And have I gotten there? Yes. Am I there all the time? Absolutely not. I'm a human being just like everyone else in this world. And I just know, because I know the difference it makes in my life and how I feel, my effort and my insight is to lean in that direction. It's to cultivate that experience, to cultivate that attitude, to cultivate that energy within myself. And as I continue to cultivate it within myself, I know things will flow better and things will continue to flow and grow. And I will feel more empowered and I will feel more joyful, and I will be more and more within my vortex. It's not like we hop in our vortex and that's it. We're there for the rest of our lives. No, we get a little toe in, we're out. We get a foot in, we're out. We get a half a leg in, we're out. And then we just keep effort. And then what happens is over time, we spend a little more time in the vortex and a little more time and a little more time until it becomes more comfortable to be in the vortex than out of the vortex. So anyway, two wonderful, amazing quotes for the day. And I think they kind of set us up pretty well for our topic today, which is all about standing up for ourselves and taking responsibility for our lives. Ah, and my dear friend Pat from across the pond in England says, lovely words. Thank you for your vulnerability. Hey, if I'm going to be authentic, if I'm going to serve you, my loyal listeners, and the people who tune into the show, I have to be authentic. I have to be vulnerable, because if I'm not being vulnerable, I'm not really sharing from my heart and I'm not really giving you something that's really going to support and help you. And that's my goal for this show, is that, you know, whatever I talk about, whoever I interview, that I come from as vulnerable and authentic a place as I can in the moment. And I can't always be vulnerable, but where I can and where I recognize and where I make that effort, I will be. So thank you, Pat Duckworth, wonderful human being. Okay, so thank you for our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will get to our topic of the day. Standing up for ourselves is a full-time job, and I'm going to be even more vulnerable when it comes to that, because I got a lot to talk about. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m., and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Before I get to my topic of the day, let me just give some shout outs to my loyal listeners, Callie, Valerie, Fred, lots of people, William, loyal listener, Evelyn, Sanaya, Jeremiah, fellow talk radio show host. Make sure you tune into Jeremiah's show tomorrow, The Entrepreneurial Web, at 12 noon on Fridays. Okay, cool. Stan, oh, great to see you, Stan. Jane, Kim, Franklin, of course, Pat, I mentioned before, Nahaz. Wonderful to see you on the Facebook Live. And of course, I just want to remind everybody, like during the show, it's just you and me today. So as I'm talking about our topic, standing up for ourselves and taking responsibility, please feel free to type your questions or comments in to the Facebook Live comment section. I promise as I see them and I fit them into what I'm talking about, I will respond to you and get back to you. But I really would love this to be more of a conversation. So I would love your input and your thoughts on what we're talking about. So let me just read. I'm going to turn on my phone here for a second. So the title of the show is Standing Up for Ourselves is a Full-Time Job. And it's about how we can transform our lives by standing up for ourselves and taking responsibility. They are two sides of the same coin, and they can be magical allies when it comes to changing our lives for the better. So why am I talking about this topic? Because standing up for ourselves, this is something I'm working on a lot, in particular lately because of an event that happened that really kind of triggered me. And this is part of the work, part of the shamanic work that I do. A big part of it is learning to stand up for ourselves. So what does that mean, standing up for ourselves? What that means is it's about saying what we want, saying how we feel, and kind of like drawing a line in the sand, or like making a stand and saying, hey, you know what? I don't feel right about this situation. This doesn't resonate with me. You know, what you did made me feel like this. And again, it's not about making the other person wrong. Okay, I want to really be clear about this. It's not about blame, okay? Because when we blame somebody else for anything, I don't care what it is, I don't care what aspect of our lives it is, when we blame somebody else, we're giving away our power to them. We're disempowering ourselves because we're denying our aspect of it, all right? Which is, and we're going to talk about that in the show as well, taking responsibility, because you can't stand up for yourself without taking responsibility. So it's not about blaming another person and giving our power away, but it's about honoring our feelings, honoring who and what we are, honoring what we want for ourselves and in our own life. So standing up for ourselves. And sometimes we need to stand up for ourselves to ourselves, because, you know, when we're not taking good care of our physical body. And you know, we want to go to the gym, but we're not going to the gym because of whatever million and one excuses we can give ourselves. Then we have to stand up to ourselves, for ourselves, and say, you know what? No, this is what's going to serve me. This is what's right for me in my life. This is what's going to help me to be healthier, stronger. I need to do something about that. So why am I talking about this? Because recently, an incident happened with my mentor. It was a very unpleasant phone conversation, and I really felt kind of bullied in a way by his response to what we were talking about. And it was one of the few things recently in my life where I could not stop spinning in my thoughts and thinking about it and going through all these things. And what I realized was is that energy of being bullied is something that I've had to deal with my whole life. I mean, back from when I was a little kid, growing up in the Bronx, being bullied by some of the neighborhood kids who were older than me. And there was this one particular incident where this kid who, I don't know, he was much bigger than me. He was twice my size. It was like the first snowfall of the season. I went out to play, And I went around the corner from where I lived by my friend's apartment building, and this kid comes up behind me, knocks me down without me seeing anything into the snow, and starts stuffing snow in my face over and over and over again. I mean, even his friend was there telling him to stop, and he wouldn't stop. And then finally, I don't know after how long, you know, felt for like forever. It could have been like just 30 seconds. I don't know. But then he finally got off of me, and I got up crying and like ran home. And that's just like the oldest, that's like the earliest memory I have of being bullied. But then after that, over and over again, other kids picked on me. And even as an adult, I've had many times in my life, less so recently, but there have been many times in my life where maybe not bullied, but people taking advantage of me not standing up for myself, me not claiming my power, not saying this is not right, and not doing something about it, and just allowing somebody else to get away with things that felt inappropriate or not right to me. So standing up for myself, and it can be in even little things. It's for maybe how somebody treats you when you go to buy a cup of coffee in the morning, or going to get your lunch, or going out to dinner. If a waiter or a waitress, brings you something and it's not what you ordered, or you ordered something and they never brought it to you, it's about saying something about it. Recently, over the summertime, I was upstate in Lake George over the weekend with my wife, and we went to this restaurant for lunch in Lake George, and we ordered some seafood. We specifically said, easy on the salt, because usually when we eat out, it always tastes so salty to us. I don't know if any of you people kind of have this experience, but, you know, whenever we go to eat out in restaurants, it just seems like restaurants put so much more salt in the food than we use at home, than we're used to eating. And it's actually not that healthy to have too much salt in your diet. So we specifically said, easy on the salt. Take a little while. We have our appetizers. It's okay. The main course comes. We're eating it, and it's so salty. Not only is it so salty, but like I had ordered some fish thing. The bottom of the fish thing, where it had some, I don't know, spice, it was unbelievably salty. Like I couldn't even eat the bottom portion of it. There was so much salt there. So by the end of the meal, when he comes to take it away and he's like, was everything okay? And I finally said, you know what? It wasn't. We asked for not too much salt, and this was ridiculously salty. Now, usually in the past, I would have just let it slide. I wouldn't have said anything. Maybe I would have acted in a passive aggressive way and just left a really lousy tip or something. But this time, for the first time, I actually said something. I said, you know what? This was too salty. We specifically said not too much salt. And this isn't even not too much salt. This was like an overload of salt. And so he apologized and this and that. And then they took off 10% off the bill. But that wasn't even the point. I mean, he responded to what we said. But the point was just saying something. And you say, Sam, but, you know, okay, it's a salty dish. No big deal. No, it's not a big deal, but standing up for ourselves is. And if I had let it slide and I had not said anything, I would not have stood up for myself, because I specifically asked for something and they did not honor that request. And I don't know why. It doesn't matter why. You see, this is the thing. Like, it doesn't matter why. And you don't necessarily need to get upset at the person for doing what they did. But it's more about how we show up for ourselves. Because when we stand up for ourselves in the little things, on the day-to-day little things in our lives, that builds up the emotional muscle to stand up for ourselves for the big things in our lives, for what we really want. So that's why standing up for ourselves is a full-time job. Because it's in all the little things. Because the less we stand up for ourselves in the little things, the less likely we are to stand up for ourselves in the big things. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about even that most recent event where I really had to stand up for myself in a certain way. And I'm still in the process. You know, this is the thing. And the reason why I chose this topic today is because this whole incident with my mentor, I'm still in the process. It's still not fully complete yet, but we're kind of in the middle of it. And so, and after that, I'm going to talk also about how taking responsibility for our lives is the flip side of that coin, and a very essential and important part of standing up for ourselves is taking responsibility. And so we'll go through that when I come back after these messages. Quick shout out to our additional Facebook Live listeners. Lee, Dawn, Patty, loyal listener. Thank you, Patty. And Elaine, thank you all for joining us. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back. Please don't go anywhere. You got to stick around. Second half is going to be even better than the first half. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I just want to remind you, my loyal listeners, thank you for staying on the stream and for tuning in. Are you enjoying the show? Do you like the guests that I have? Do you like what I have to say? Please don't keep me a secret. Please share the Facebook video, share the podcast with your friends, let them know about it. And by the way, you can find me all over the place. Like if you look for the Conscious Consultant Hour on your favorite podcasting app, you should hopefully find it and you should see the latest episodes. And if you don't, please let me know. And now it's even getting posted to YouTube. So you can even subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. And my channel is YouTube. What's my channel name? I think it's Samwise, WYZ175. I named it a long time ago and haven't changed it since. But please, I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, hopefully Spotify soon. iHeartRadio, you can find me. RedCircle.com is a new podcasting app that I'm on now. So we've really are all over the place. So please look for me on your latest podcasting app, Apple Podcasts. If you can, leave a review. If it's one of those apps that you can review the show, leave whatever number of stars you like. But please don't keep us a secret. Okay, enough for the self-promotion. So we're talking about standing up for ourselves as a full-time job. And yes, so I'm still in the middle of it. And I stood up for myself to my mentor by making a phone call to I don't want to say his boss, but the person who is like in charge of all the mentors. And I explained to her the situation, the phone call, how I felt. And so I talked with her. She got it. She had a conversation with him. When I saw him the next week, he came up and apologized to me and said, hey, look, you know, it's I've been under a lot of pressure myself. I was just being frustrated. And I was like, okay, fine. And you know, our relationship continues. And again, I need to even in the moment, and this is the thing, it's like I stood up for myself after the fact. And when I'm really being present and I'm really have practiced standing up for myself enough that the next time something like that happens, in the moment, I can say something to him. And even if it's not him, if it's somebody else, being able to stand up in the moment and say, this does not feel good to me. Your actions are inappropriate. It's not right. And it's not acceptable to me. That is standing up for ourselves. Now, when we stand up for ourselves, as I said earlier, it's not about blaming the other person. It's not about giving away our power to the other person because, this is very important, we are the creators of our life. And I fully recognize this. This feeling of being bullied, right? This is something I've carried with me almost my whole life. Because I carry this energy of being the victim of bullying, bullying keeps showing up. And as I stand up for myself more and more, and as I step into my power more and more, I will feel less bullied and people will bully me less. I mean, not saying that it happens that often. You know, it definitely happens a lot less frequently when I was a kid. But I have to accept responsibility that I have some part in all of this. In any kind of relationship we have, in anything that happens to us in our life, we do have responsibility. Not necessarily responsibility for the thing happening to us, but in how we respond to it. You see, this is the thing. You know, some people get caught up on trying to control situations and control everything in life. We have control over nothing in our lives, nothing, except for one thing. There's one thing we have complete 100% control over, and that's how we respond to any given situation. We don't have control over what happens to us. You know, if we're driving in a car and there's some drunk driver and he hits us out of nowhere, we had no control over that. No, that's why they call it an accident. There was no control. But how we respond to that accident, we do have control over. Now, look, this is not to say that, you know, if we're injured, we're in a hospital, we have to heal. Yes, but what kind of attitude do we bring to that healing? And what kind of attitude do we bring to the accident itself? Do we blame the drunk driver how much it was his fault? Look, we happened to be on the road. Why were we driving that day? How did we attract it? Why did we get hit and not the person behind us or the person in front of us? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we need to say, oh, everything is my fault. No, it's not about fault. Accepting responsibility is not about fault because fault implies that we did something wrong. And there's no judgment in this. Taking responsibility is not about judging ourselves, and it's certainly not about judging the situation. Taking responsibility is about owning our power in any given situation that we helped to create it. Not saying we're the only ones who created it, because there's almost always other things in play. There are other people involved, but we played a part in it. Now, on a deep spiritual level, and this may be a little bit too far out there for a lot of people, on a deep spiritual level, what many teachers say, and what I personally believe in, is before we come into this life, we kind of have a whole bunch of these spiritual agreements about, you know, what part we're going to play in our life and that, you know, okay, this soul is going to be this part and we're going to do this part in this life. And we kind of agree to it in a very high unconscious spiritual level that we're not even aware of. And you may say to me, Sam, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I never agreed to be abused by my parents or picked on by these kids. I never would have agreed to that. Well, let me ask you a question. Do we grow more by the challenges and difficulties in our life? Or do we grow more when everything's peachy keen, beautiful, happy, no challenges? I think the answer is pretty obvious to that. Again, I can only speak about myself, but I always grow more when I'm faced with challenges. Now, yes, sometimes when they're really huge challenges, it can feel debilitating. Again, that's about how we respond to those challenges. It's about the attitude and how we judge those challenges. Of course, nobody wants to feel pain. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody, you know, wants to be in anguish. Of course not. But they're also the greatest opportunities for us to stand even more in our power. Because if we can take responsibility and stand up for ourselves in the most difficult times in our lives, we strengthen and empower ourselves beyond measure. So that then when we get past it, when it comes to the tiny things in life, oh, that's a snap. That's a piece of cake. We can deal with that no problem. There is gold in our challenges. You know, that's why it's called the great work. The refining of our souls, of our spirits, of our essence, of our being. You know, the alchemists and philosophers and spiritual teachers, they've called it the great work is the work on ourselves. Because it's not about anybody else. It's not about blaming anybody else. Because we only truly empower ourselves when we take responsibility for what is going on in our lives. Doesn't mean we take responsibility for anybody else. That's their job. Understand me clearly. If somebody is acting in a very inappropriate way, if somebody is being abusive, being narcissistic, being unkind, all right, they have to take responsibility for that. We have to take responsibility for putting up with it. And not drawing clear boundaries and staying involved with that if we're staying involved with it. Because look, I mean, I want to be very, very clear, and I want everyone to understand this. If you're in any kind of an abusive relationship, if somebody is treating you like dirt, get out. I don't care what you have to do, you get out. You do not deserve that. You leave. And if you stay, own it. That's your responsibility. We have to take responsibility for it. Because when we take responsibility for our lives, we're saying, you know what? I made certain choices, certain decisions that put me where I am today. We have to own that. And when we admit it, that it was our choices that brought us where we are, only then can we make a different choice. Because if we keep just blaming the other person, we're not able to make a different choice. We just keep making the same choice and saying, oh, it's all their fault. It's not their fault. Actually, it's nobody's fault. It was just based on a certain choice, and that's where we ended up. And this also goes back to the meaning we make from the situation. You know, I've talked about meaning making before. I'm sure I'll talk about it again. This show isn't about meaning making, but it's about taking responsibility. Because when we take responsibility for what is going on in our lives and every aspect of our lives, then we can stand up for ourselves. Then we have the strength. We have the foundation with which to stand up for ourselves in a much more powerful way. we can't really do one without the other. That's why I say they're kind of two sides of the same coin, and they're very powerful allies. Standing up for ourselves, huge. Taking responsibility for our life, huge. Putting the two of them together, amazing. Amazing what we can do when we take full responsibility for our lives and we stand up for ourselves all the time. Now look. Look, we're human beings. I get it. If we're not used to standing up for ourselves, it's not going to be easy in the beginning. It's not going to be comfortable. And I understand these insights, these concepts, what I'm saying to you, they're simple, but that does not mean they're easy. All right? Let's decouple those two concepts. Simple and easy are not the same thing. Something can be extremely simple and very hard. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. And I understand. Taking responsibility, standing up for ourselves sounds simple. Does not mean it's easy. And it's a moment to moment to moment choice. And just because we do it once, twice, just because we're in the process of building up that muscle, does not mean we're going to do it all the time. Hey, let's take it easy on ourselves. Let's be gentle and kind and forgiving of ourselves. But at least let's recognize it when we don't. And you know what? Maybe in one particular situation, we decide, you know what? It's just not worth my time, my energy, and my strength right now to stand up to this guy. Maybe in next month, next month, I'll feel better and then I'll have the energy and the strength to stand up to them. That's okay as long as it's a conscious choice and not by default. So let's not beat ourselves up because, oh my God, I did it again. I didn't stand up for myself. No, let's make it a conscious choice and say, hey, you know what? You know, I just didn't feel like doing it today. And because I did it consciously, I'm making a decision now that next time I will stand up for myself. Are you guys getting this? Is this making sense to you? Please, like, let me know in the comments field. I mean, what can you do to stand up for yourself in your life? And maybe living where you haven't stood up for yourself, but you know you will stand up for yourself in that way next time. Please let me know. All right. Our last break of the show. I can't believe it's going by so fast. Okay. So when we come back, what more is there to say? Let's talk about how are we going to take responsibility moving forward in our lives, okay? Let's come up with a plan, an action of how do we go from not taking responsibility to taking responsibility and what to expect from other people when we do that. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after these messages.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live. Oh, we do have a couple of comments from people here. Pat says, makes total sense. It's all about making choices and taking responsibility for those choices. Yes, thank you, Pat. And Kay says, yes, my dear deceased uncle said, choose your battles. I have had to do with, probably have had to do that with problems with my rental. I choose to let some stuff go and to look for a better place to live. Totally resonate with this topic of self-responsibility and standing up for self. Thank you, Kay. I really appreciate that. Exactly. Now, you know, because this is how we create our life. And I've talked about it in previous shows that, you know, we create our life through our different choices. And because we, you know, for some of us, I'm not saying, you know, for all of us, but for some of us, when we haven't stood up for ourselves in the past, especially when coming to specific people, and all of a sudden we realize, you know what, that's it. I have to start standing up for myself. I need to feel better about myself. I need to do this for myself. And then we start standing up for ourselves. What happens? Well, what do you think would happen when you've been a certain way with people in your life, and then all of a sudden you change? Ooh, people don't like that when we change. So when we start taking responsibility for ourselves and standing up for ourselves to people who are not used to us standing up for ourselves, especially family members, because family members always remember us the way we were when we were in the family, when we were little, when we were young, there is going to be a huge amount of resistance to it. And I talked also about this when I talked about boundaries. And boundaries is one of the big ways that we can stand up for ourselves. When we set a boundary with somebody that wasn't there before, they're going to keep trying to cross that boundary. They're going to keep pushing past it. If we stand up for ourselves and we say no is a no, they're going to keep pushing and testing, is that no really a no? Which means we have to be really, really strong with standing up for ourselves to those people. And let's not get angry at them, all right? There's no point in getting angry at somebody. It's a natural inclination. Everybody does it. When we start to change and we're different than we were before, people do not like that. They liked us the way, whether they said it or not, they liked us the way we were before. Because that's what they were used to. It's not so much they like it, they're just used to it. And now we're being different, they're not used to that. So they're going to try and push us back, and they're going to try and get us to do things the way we used to do them. And that's really where standing up for ourselves is going to be the most important, especially with those people that we have not stood up for ourselves with before. So there's no reason to get angry at them. It's a normal human reaction. We do it ourselves. I guarantee you, every one of you out there, just like myself, when somebody around you has changed in a certain way and you were used to them being a different way, we're not going to be comfortable with it. We're going to test them and see. Ah, Sanaya says something here. She says, when dealing with passive-aggressive people and your nature is more quiet and forgiving, how is the best way to come across convincingly? Okay, so this is actually exactly what I was talking about. And this is something an old teacher of mine used to say all the time. You say to them, no is a complete sentence. No does not need any justification. I feel how I feel. And this is a no for me. I don't have to justify it. I don't have to explain it. No is no. And that's where having strong boundaries is very important. And it's about being firm and saying no is no. And if they continue to be passive aggressive, you keep correcting them and saying, this is not acceptable. No, I'm not willing to put up with this. And letting them know there's consequences. If you continue to do this, I am out of here. If you continue to do this, there will be consequences to these actions. And this is where taking responsibility too. Again, We don't come from anger. We don't come from judgment. We don't make them wrong. All right. But it's what's not acceptable for us is not acceptable for us. It's their behavior. It's not who they are. And this is, I actually probably have to do a whole show just on that, about not judging, because it's a behavior. It's not intrinsically who they are. So you don't want to make them wrong or tell them they're a bad person necessarily. It's just a particular behavior, because behaviors can change. When you make a person wrong and you tell them they're a bad person, they can't change that. That they are who they are. But when you make a behavior or an action wrong or make it not acceptable, that is something they can change. So let's be very clear about that. We can make a behavior wrong. Let's not make the person wrong. So if someone is acting, and whether it's passive aggressive, whether it's narcissistic, whether it doesn't matter what it is. But if it doesn't feel right to us, it doesn't feel right to us. And we don't need to justify it. We don't need to explain it any more than just that. Hey, you know, when you said that thing or you did that thing, it does not feel right. It doesn't sit well with me. It's not acceptable. And I'm asking you never to do that again. And if you do, there will be consequences. And we each individually have to decide what those consequences are. You know, and it has to be appropriate. You know, again, a lot of this is very context sensitive. And it's about making things apropos to the given situation and the given interaction. Because sometimes we need to be super strong about something because of the action. And sometimes it's not that big a thing. And if we overreact, then they can say, oh, well, you're just overreacting. And it's not as big a deal as we're making it out to be. So our response to be proportional to the issue going on. Now, if this has been a very long-standing issue, you know, maybe it does need a slightly stronger response. But we don't want to be too far in one direction or another. We want it to be as close to appropriate as possible. So, thank you all for tuning in today. I could, you know, talk about this topic all day long. Unfortunately, I don't have that much time, because coming up next on talkradio.nyc, we have Ken Foster with his show, The Voices of Courage. Always a very interesting show, has had, you know, many great people on the show. I believe he has Julie Doering on, who wrote a book. I actually think I have her scheduled sometime for my show in the future. So I hope you will continue to stay tuned and listen to Ken Foster's show. And of course, oh, please, you must listen to my show next week, because I have a very dear friend, an amazing human being coming on my show next week, Lisa Marie Platsky. I love this woman dearly. She's a fellow member of the Evolutionary Business Council and an amazing thought leader, leadership consultant, and a truly great human being. So I really hope that you will tune in for my show next week as well. So thank you for listening. Please share the show, share the advice, let people know. Remember, you can always find out more about me on www.theconsciousconsultant.com. My blog is there. You can sign up for my newsletter. Yes, I started sending out a Conscious Consultant newsletter. It's very simple information for the moment, but I hope you will do all of that. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.